An employee forced out?
You didn't work for him very long.
No, I did not.
After the boss forced himself on her?
She put on social media that I fire women who don't take my sexual advances.
I take allegations of sexual harassment seriously. Be real careful with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Mr. Ben Israel make sexual advances to you?
Yes.
I want you to know something. I'm a truth machine.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Elena Menz is suing her former employer, Bartholomew Ben Israel, for unpaid wages.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 20 on the calendar in the matter of Menz versus Ben Israel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Menz, the defendant has a house cleaning service company. And according to your complaint, you were an employee of his for some time.
Yes.
You worked at an hourly wage.
Yes.
At some point, you asked him for a raise.
Yes.
Which he reluctantly gave you.
But
according to both of you, because I've read your answer, one of the things that you said to her was, don't tell any of the other employees because I'm giving you a raise, but I'm not necessarily raising their hourly rate. That be a fair statement of what I read in your answer?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be a yes. I'm giving you a raise. Don't tell anybody else.
Yeah.
Now, I guess I'm going to start with you, Mr. Ben Israel.
Awesome.
First of all, you have a counterclaim.
Yeah.
Because she says you owe her wages, that you fired her. And when you fired her, there was an outstanding bill that you had for her hourly wage. What your service does, if I'm not mistaken, is you have clients.
Yeah.
And your clients hire your company to provide people to clean their homes.
Correct.
Let's say you charge your clients $25 an hour.
Right.
You pay your employees $15 an hour. You make $10 an hour.
Right.
Your counterclaim is twofold in her request for her last paycheck. One, you say she has some of your cleaning equipment.
Correct.
Now, I'm not an idiot and this is not show and tell. I assume that's his cleaning stuff.
That is.
Officer Byrd, would you, before you get to six across, would you take this and send it over
to the
defendant?
It's also the uniform.
Just a second. He's sending it. Thank you. I thought that was funny, Bert.
It was hilarious.
It was six down.
Now you have Mr. Ben Israel. That's what she has that belongs to you. The second part of your complaint is that you... Just a second. The second part of your complaint is that you lost a customer. And the customer that you lost was a customer that Ms. Menz had been working for. And she canceled her service with you after you fired Ms. Menz. So another part of your counterclaim is for slander and loss of business.
Yeah.
Do you have that person with you? The answer is yes or no.
Do I have what person?
The person who fired you.
No, I do not.
Well, so that you have no cause of action for slander. I have
an email associated with her.
Firing you?
Yeah, the client wanting to hire.
I would like, just a second. Even though it's hearsay, I'm going to read it and see whether I think there's anything slanderous, like you have a sexually transmitted disease or you are a pedophile or something, or whether she's just saying he's a dishonest businessman who didn't pay me my last week's salary check. Okay.
Now that's from a client.
You mean the email part where she says that the plaintiff said that you were refusing to pay her overtime so she's no longer working for Pure Clean? Is that the email
yes.
that you... Just a second. Yeah. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
This is what you say is slander.
Well, her conversation with that client about a statement that was not true is essentially why we got fired. So she
just told... Just a second. What does essentially not true mean?
Okay, it's not true.
What's not true?
The statement of her not getting paid overtime. She, by the state of Minnesota, she wasn't even entitled to overtime.
Just a second. That's not slander. So your counterclaim's now dismissed.
But she...
Listen to my words. This didn't say we're firing your firm, Mr. Ben Israel, because person who's operating the firm is a pedophile. He's a thief. He employs underage children. Didn't say any of those things that are illegal or anything gross. right? She said she had a salary dispute with you because you were refusing to pay her overtime. And the question about whether she was entitled to overtime is a question of fact. So she's allowed to say to the people that she was working for, I got fired because I asked for overtime and he refused to pay me overtime and therefore he fired me. She's allowed to say that. So what I'm telling you is you have no case against her.
Okay.
Period. Now I'm moving forward. Mr. Ben Israel.
It wasn't, according to the state of Minnesota.
I don't care whether it's her according that she knew- to the Gospel of St. Paul. It doesn't matter. It's not slander. Do you get it?
No, I don't. Can you
please
give me
Go to law school. I'm telling you, it's not slander. Now, let's get to whether or not you owe her any money. How long did you work for him?
I worked for him about right after Christmas I got hired.
Christmas of 2017?
Yes, ma'am.
So you didn't work for him very long?
No, I did not.
Okay. The period of time for which you claim you were not paid is from when to when?
Okay, so 3/12/18 to 3/16.
3/12 through?
Through my last day of 4/19. So he was short just on multiple pay periods. So I didn't get paid for the very last check at all.
All I want to know is when you didn't get paid at all.
Okay.
I'm not interested in short.
So
do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not interested in short because you did because you did in fact go back to work, even though you were short $12, $8, $16. I'm not adding up those numbers. I want to know when he didn't pay you, from when to when.
Okay, it's 4/9 all the way to 4/19.
And you were paid by check?
Yes, personal check.
Personal check?
Yes.
Why do you pay with a personal check if you're a company, Mr. Ben Israel?
She get paid with a company check.
Well, let me see a copy of the check.
I don't have my checkbook with me.
I have copies of
just
checks.
Just a second. Why wouldn't you bring that?
Why would I not bring my
checkbook? Yeah, if you're coming here today and the dispute is over salary, why wouldn't you bring your checkbook?
Because I had no intent to write a check, but it's her burden. She's supposed to prove that I didn't write a check.
This is evidence. We're not talking about burden. I wasn't asking you to write a check. I was asking you to show me that you paid her from 4/9 to 4/19.
So?
Not so. I want you to show me that you paid her. That would require your check. She can't show me.
She's supposed to be disputing overtime.
No, I'm not talking about overtime.
That's her claim.
No. Listen to me.
That's her claim.
No, listen to me carefully, sir. She says she worked from 4/9 to 4/19.
Yeah.
And she wasn't paid. I haven't discussed the hourly yet. She can't show me what she doesn't have. You can show me that she was paid from 4/9 to 4/19. And that would require you showing me your checkbook or a copy of a canceled check. Do you understand?
This is her copy of her timesheet.
All right, now then let's go to her timesheet.
There you go.
Did she work on 4/9?
Yes, she did.
Did she work on 4/10?
Yep.
4/11?
Yes.
When was the next day she worked?
The 12th.
When was the next day she worked?
The 13th.
And when was the next day she worked?
The 16th.
When was the next day she worked?
The 17th.
When was the next day she worked?
The 18th.
Did she work on the 19th?
Yes.
Okay, she did not work thereafter. Thereafter, no. You let her go. Fine. Now, you can show me proof. We're not getting to the amount. Show me proof that you paid her from 4/9 to 4/19. She can't show me what she doesn't have. If you didn't pay her, she can't show me a copy of a check.
Right.
You can show me your checkbook.
So for this pay period, she did not receive her check.
Okay, great. Then.
Because she had a...
Just a second. So for this pay period, for all those days, she did not receive her check. And what did you agree to pay her? Just listen to me. When you gave her a raise, what did you agree to pay her? How much an hour?
$14.
Is that...
That is correct, and...
That's all I want to know.
Yes.
$14 per hour. How many hours did you work between 4/9 and 4/19? Just what I love, a case that ultimately involves math.
73.45.
74 hours times...
So part
14
of those hours were deep
equals $1,036.
So with deep cleans, we get $15 an hour. So part of those hours are at $15 an hour.
That's not
true. Take a look. Just a second. Take a look at your thing. Your thing must show you how many hours were deep cleaned.
Yeah, she didn't get any extra pay for deep clean.
Just a second. Show me something, Miss Menz, and I'm getting very bored with this case already. We're at the board line. Show me something in writing that says that you get an extra dollar an hour for deep clean.
So I don't have
Just a second. If you say I don't have it, just say I don't have it. I told you I'm getting bored with this already. $1,036 judgment for the plaintiff.
But our text messages.
We didn't go over the defamation of character.
Our text messages show that I have it says deep clean today.
Pay careful attention to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I asked you to show me something that says that you get paid extra for deep clean. Do you have it or do you not?
I have statements saying deep clean, but it doesn't say a dollar more. But on
just a second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's it. The answer is no.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Tell me what she said on social media.
She put on social media that I fire women who don't take my sexual advances and I
Story. Oh, that's a different story. Now we're talking business.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Elena Menz says her former employer, Bartholomew Ben Israel, owes for wages as a professional cleaner. Bartholomew is countersuing for equipment, loss of clientele, and slander.
Now, I handled your case for slander. I asked you to show me evidence
of slander. You spoke specifically about the client, not about social media and her defamation.
What did she say? Just a second. Tell me what she said on social media.
She put on social media that I fire women who don't take my sexual advances and I
Story. Oh, that's a different story. Now we're talking business. Can I see what she wrote to you about on social media? Because if you said that, and if you don't have proof of that, you're
going to
proof. Just a second. If you have proof, great. Then
I'm a witness.
Then he's going to be
stuck.
Don't say a word.
I have.
I want to see the sexual.
Post.
That part of the defamation. Hold it. Okay, now, Ms. Menz.
Yes.
I want you to be very careful with me.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for my evidence as well.
What do you mean, looking for your evidence? Where did you think you were coming today?
Oh, no, I'm bringing it up on the phone. I'm sorry.
Just a second. All I want to know is, did Mr. Ben... Look at me.
Okay.
Did Mr. Ben Israel make sexual advances to you?
Yes.
When?
We went out on a... meeting.
I want you to know something. I'm a truth machine.
Yes. We went to dinner like the first couple weeks I was working there.
Just a second. You went to dinner.
With another employee. We were celebrating.
Just a second. Be real careful with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Within the first couple of weeks you were working there, you went to dinner with the defendant with another employee.
Company.
Another female.
Yes.
Female employees. So the three of you went out for dinner.
Yes.
We all were invited, Your Honor.
Now you can put her out.
My witness.
It's your witness when you call her. Right now, she is an annoyance to me because she shouts out. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you and one other female employee went out for dinner.
Yes, before she worked there.
And
so we had dinner, and he was having a few drinks.
Make sure you tell me the truth, because then I'm going to question you about why you stayed.
Okay.
So keep going.
So we were having dinner. He had a few drinks, and he was just kind of, uncomfortably touching me, and I thought it was just because he was drinking, brushing.
You mean like this?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah. he was getting head.
Just a second. And?
And he was just.
Just a second. And?
And he was feeling good from drinking.
Just a second. And?
And that's it.
Well, so then he never sexually harassed you. I don't care how you felt. Do you understand?
Yes,
because
ma'am.
However you felt at that moment, you continued to work for him. And I guarantee you that you had a drink, too, at dinner.
Actually, I did not. I had a pop.
Yeah. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I take allegations of sexual harassment seriously. So I resent because it diminishes the... sexual harassment when you have somebody that's got another agenda like you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Elena Menz has accused former employer Bartholomew Ben Israel of withholding her wages as a professional cleaner. Bartholomew has a countersuit claiming Elena falsely accused him of sexual harassment.
Now, I take allegations of sexual harassment seriously.
Yes.
And I think anyone who has been the victim of sexual harassment in a workplace deserves to be compensated.
Yes.
Listen to me carefully.
I understand.
So I resent because it diminishes the... sexual harassment. When you have somebody that's got another agenda like you...
He sent me pictures.
Just a second. I said, were you ever sexually harassed by him? That's the story you told me.
And then,
I don't want to hear you. You complained about something.
Okay.
Listen to me. Unless you want to withdraw your counterclaim.
Okay.
Look at me. Unless you want to withdraw your counterclaim, I'm going to hear whatever other evidence she has.
Perfect.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now, I want you to tell me what other things he did to you to sexual harass you.
So he sent... I don't have it because I erased it.
Well, don't tell me what you don't have.
Okay.
Don't tell me what you don't have. Tell me what you have.
I have inappropriate pictures that he sent.
That he sent to you?
Yes.
I'd like to see them. Don't say anything. Why is this an inappropriate picture?
I mean, why would you send a shirtless picture to an employee?
I mean, I just want to know why it's an inappropriate picture, because maybe he's a schmuck. I don't understand. I mean, to me, it was inappropriate. But this isn't an inappropriate picture. It's a picture of him.
Those were taken off my Instagram, my Facebook page.
And just a second. Is this on your...
I help people lose weight.
Just a second. I don't think that this is an inappropriate picture. I would think that it's an... Listen to me. I would think that it's inappropriate behavior and stupid to send this to an employee.
I agree.
As I would agree that this is inappropriate and stupid to send to an employee. If what you are telling me, Mr. Ben Israel, is that this came off of your Facebook page and she says that you sent it to her.
No, just a second.
If she's telling me that this was sent to her and you can establish to me that she took this off your Facebook page, I'm granting your request, because I see she's got no other evidence there.
I'm not even on his Facebook page.
Just a second.
I'm sorry.
Just a second. Show me how he sent it to you. Because now we're... Now we're in checkmate.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You show me where he sent these pictures to you, because you would agree, Mr. Ben Israel, that this would be inappropriate to send to
an
employee.
Definitely, I would, yeah.
So it's saved into my photo drive? Automatically saved because I erased pictures.
Listen to me.
Mm-mm.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You know what, Ms. Menz, that's going to cost you? $1,036. That's going to cost you.
Okay.
Posting that thing, accusing him of sexual harassment, and then lying to me.
I'm not lying.
He's going to show me where it's on his Facebook page. Bird, may I get that, please?
I think you guys got bad Wi-Fi here.
We don't have anything bad here.
Just waiting for it to load, but these are screenshots that she sent to herself. And then she showed it to her a friend, which was an employee that worked for us. And she sent it to me to show what she was posting. So she went to my page, tucked the pictures off, and then sent it to herself as if I'm sending her messages.
You mean setting up this case? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what she did. That's exactly what she did. It's going to cost her $1,036.
Thank you.
You don't have to pay her anything. What she said was outrageous. It's going to cost her her money. And she owes you an apology.
Yeah. Thank you.
Got it? We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Excuse me, Your Honor. So is there a counterclaim?
Yes, I'm giving you $1,036.
Okay, but not the $5,000.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's obvious that the lady was lying. She intentionally went out there to try to destroy my character. I did nothing to that girl but try to help her.
He's a great guy.
It's the cost of doing business.